92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, just in time for the Pensacola Chamber Connection. Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot, Todd. I don't know if this is a Chamber of Commerce kind of day.
I think the song is kind of fitting to what we're experiencing today.
It's a little rough. I hated to do that to you, but you know, it's a little chilly.
Feel bad for the kids that are going on spring break who were hoping to go to the beach today.
I know, but it'll get better. It's going to be better, I think, in a couple days.
Yeah,
so that's the good news. So you have some guests with you this morning to talk about some exciting events coming up.
Very excited. So we've got our friends from Studer Community Institute. We've got Katie Ballard and Chris Haney here today to talk about some of their upcoming events, their programs, and things that are happening. So I'm just going to jump right in and introduce first, ladies first, Katie Ballard. Tell us about what you do at Studer Community Institute and all the things that are happening.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much for having us join you today. We're excited to be here. I'll go ahead and say Chris is excited too. I have the privilege of serving as Studer Community Institute's executive director. I've been there for, it's about 4 years now. So really love being part of the community and leading the team there. And I've got some great people, Chris here on our building jobs side, and he'll tell you a little bit more about what he does, but really overseeing the work of the building jobs program and also the other side of our house, which is the Building Brains program. So focusing on early brain development there for 0 to 3 year olds, and in the building jobs we're focusing on mentorship and really leadership training. So I'll let Chris tell you a little bit more about that.
Well, thanks. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
And as Katie said, director of building jobs at Studer Community Institute for just over a year now. It's a great job, dream job, as Quint would want me to say.
For sure.
But I really do think so. And so my responsibilities include a mentoring program. We call it the Venture Mentoring Service. It was brought down from MIT about 6 years ago. And then I also manage some custom leadership training offered to organizations in the local area. And then EntreCon is our big end of year conference for entrepreneurship and continuous improvement.
So you have the big conference, usually in November.
That's right.
Right. So, but you have a number of events throughout the year that sort of lead up to that. So talk about what's kind of in the short term, but right, leading up to the big conference.
Yeah, thank you. We call it the EntreCon Workshop Series. Last year, we called it the EntreCon Extra Series. And yeah. Katie has put together a great team at the office that we really believe that EntreCon being in November on a 2-day conference, I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more of, but we can lead up to that conference throughout the year by providing some time to see what sort of like a taste of what EntreCon is going to be in individual sessions. So we've had one already this year and we've got our second one next Tuesday.
Ooh, you got to tell us about that.
Yeah.
I want to hear all of it because I love the guests that you have throughout the
year. Sure. Well, we're lucky next Tuesday to have Doug Bates. He is an attorney with Clark Partington, who is a great partner with Studer Community Institute every year. And Doug talks about not necessarily the legal side that he's such a professional at and does well, but he has a passion for leadership tools and training. And one of the tools that he focuses on and will focus on Tuesday, the 24th, next week, is active listening and the importance of how you can be a better listener when you're engaging in any conversations with people or at a meeting or in a environment where there might be a lot of communicating going on. At least half of that is listening.
Yeah, and I know and Katie's in this year's Leadership Pensacola class, and Doug typically does a session on Leadership Day, and I've never experienced it. So we were talking before, and I was like, I'm going to try to come next Tuesday because I've never gotten to hear him, but it always gets tremendous reviews on our surveys with the class afterwards.
Yeah, that's exactly why we brought him on this year. I was there for that day, and he spoke, and afterwards I said, "Hey, Doug, we really need you to come over to SCI. We'd love to have you do one of our workshops." And You know, I think when part of the leadership class, he spoke for, I don't know, maybe 45 minutes to an hour or so. So this will be a two-hour session. There'll be some time for networking at the beginning. But he just did such an amazing job, a wealth of knowledge. And really, when you think about communication, I think a lot of times people don't think about the listening part of mm-hmm. it. So the fact that Doug really focuses in on that is really helpful, and I think can be transformative when you're trying to effectively communicate with others. So he's coming in, like we said, coming up on Tuesday next That's week, right. the 24th, and it's 8:30 to 10:30. We're going to host him over at the Maritime office. So the building that's right near the Wahoo Stadium, there's a training floor on the first floor there. So that's where we're going to have him next week. That's
so right. If I wanted to go, are there tickets available, or how do I get to be able to sign up for it?
Probably the easiest way is to come to studereye.org is our website, and you can obtain tickets there. We also can get you tickets. We have a number of posts that we've made on both Instagram and our Facebook page, both of which you can search under Student Community Institute, and that will get you the information and links to ticket purchases as well.
Well, talk a little bit about Studer Community Institute, because it's right there. You can't miss it on Garden Street, just down the road from the Pensacola Chamber. Mm-hmm. And talk a bit about that, because some folks might be listening this morning have no idea what it's all about. They hear the name, but they don't really know. Well, I mean, you mentioned a couple of the programs we have, but tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Studer Community Institute has been around since about, I think, 2016, 2017 or so. And we focus on improving the quality of life in our community for all the diverse groups that we serve here. So it's really done through the work of the Building Jobs Program that Chris has told you a little bit about, and the work that we do there with mentorship and leadership training. And then also, I had mentioned before, the Building Jobs Program. So we have partnerships with all of our area hospitals here, in the ones that are birthing centers. So any hospitals where babies are born, we've got a relationship there.
And we have the Building Brains Program.
The Building Brains Program. Okay. Yes, sorry. Specifically Building Brains. Yep. Jobs is a whole different ballgame.
We're starting them young.
Yeah. So, and we really do, you know, a lot of times when I talk about SCI and the work we do, it's almost like we're bookended. We're working with the Building Brains for 0 to 3-year-olds for that early brain development, really helping parents and families understand their importance as their child's first teacher, informing, equipping, and supporting them with the tools to really build their baby's brain early on so that they have a solid foundation to be kindergarten ready and develop those language and speaking skills even before they're able to do that themselves, and getting them ready for school. So that's the one side of it, and the other side is the job. So the other bookend would be working with our professionals, helping businesses grow and develop, specifically our venture mentoring service with entrepreneurs and small businesses, helping them grow the revenue of their business, helping them create more jobs in our community to really create a vibrant community, giving opportunities for those students who are in our universities and getting their college degrees, good opportunities to stay here and stay home and work for a local business.
It's an amazing organization, and you've done so much. I can tell you, hearing great feedback from the community about it. But then you also have the EntreCon events and these other workshops throughout the year.
Yeah. So, talk about, you know, you have basically like a runway
right.
leading up to the big event in November. And you talked about the class next week with Doug, but what are, you know, some of the other things that you're looking at doing throughout the year as you lead up to the big event in November?
Sure. So, and runway is a great word for it. I think we look at it that way. We go into every new year thinking about the EntreCon conference. We've got the 11 months, you know, from the start of the year to get it ready. We're a small staff at Student Community mm-hmm. Institute. There's five of us. It's a nonprofit organization, and we really enjoy partnering with anybody in town who's interested in improving the quality of life of the community we serve. For EntreCon specifically, and what I like about this workshop series, we opened up with Andrew Soule from HR.
From Landrum.
I'm sorry, mm-hmm. from Landrum HR, and he gave us a talk on sales mm-hmm. and sales being a part of small businesses, part of any organization that wants to build their business and grow. We're doing listening with Doug this month. Next month, we've got Renee Walker. She's going to talk and follow the listening talk with a little bit about public speaking and how that can how you can impact and with some self-confidence really get in front of any size group, whether it's just your organization or as large as an Entrecon type conference.
Right.
And she's going to talk a lot about that towards the end of April.
And Runway was great use of it. The airport's also going to be back in May, right?
Yes.
Okay. And they're going to do a session there just talking about some of the work that's going on there. And we've had a great partnership with them over the years. They've always been the presenting sponsor of EntreCon. So as Chris mentioned, it's really bringing in subject matter experts and talking about a specific topic. So Andrew's was really applicable for anybody. I think, you know, when you talk about sales, we all are trying to sell something in some way, shape, or form.
Yep.
So I think that, again, reaches kind of a broad audience. And then Doug was listening, something everybody really needs to work on, whether it's personally, professionally, in all aspects of life. It's pretty wide span there. But we want some of it to be cohesive and come together as we lead up to EntreCon, like you've been mentioning, Todd. So it's kind of that one after the other. From, I think we go February until July.
Right.
We've got a little bit of a break so that our small team together can can plan all of EntreCon. There's some great other team members back at the office that do a ton of that work. And then really kick things off and have that big conference in November. And the idea this year is about really the idea of investing, whether it's in yourself, in the people that you work with or work for, or in your business. So really focusing in on how do we invest in our skills, our colleagues' skills, and what our business needs to really grow and develop and move forward and take those next steps.
If you just joined us, this is the Pensacola Chamber Connection with Todd Thompson, the Chamber President, and their guests, Chris and Katie, who are both from Santa Studer Community Institute. So if you have any questions, please feel free to text them in or comment at 850-437-1620.
Thank you, Meg. The partnership between the Chamber and Studer Community Institute is something that's important to me. And Chris has been on the show a few times. Katie's the first time. But, at the heart of it, both organizations are focused on supporting small businesses, growing our local economy, and, you know, making sure, to your point, we keep that local talent here, we grow that, and just continue the great momentum that we have right now.
Yeah, and we really appreciate the partnership that we have with you, Todd, and with the Chamber. You sponsor programs such as the Entrepreneur Ecosystem, or a piece of the Entrepreneur Ecosystem here in the local area, which I think folks that visit the area don't understand how important that is to just offer resources to entrepreneurs and small business owners, those founders that are out there and maybe they had a great idea and now they're all of a sudden running a business out of their kitchen or out of their living room and are looking for ways that they can grow that business, because as an entrepreneur can do, they have all the ideas and all the energy in the world and they just need a little bit of that background, all those tools that go into really building a successful business. And you help with that a lot. We try to help with that with our programs on the building.
There's a lot of hoops to jump through when you start a business.
Yeah, really
a lot of paperwork, a lot of licensing, things like that. But also just coming up with a good plan, right? A strategic plan, having goals. I'm sure you help people with that kind of thing too.
We do. And all the mentors that are in our program really have helped me define it even more so. But it's more how to work on your business rather than working in your business. When you're that sole proprietor, one or two of you, the husband and wife couple that are putting together a business and they're so busy just making the product or providing the service, they really need to learn. And that's what we do, is we provide education through the custom training I talked about or through the mentoring, where they just learn how they can step back and look at the big picture and look at all those lists of things that they should be doing rather than what they're probably comfortable doing, which is the product, making the product or providing the service.
Right, right.
If someone wanted to take advantage of some of your classes or services, how would they do that? If I'm thinking, well, I want to start a business, where do I start? What can you do for them, Chris?
Well, I would start right at studeri.org. That's our website. We've just gone through a revamp of that, really some new look there and a lot of good information. There's tabs on the top of the homepage that you come to. And one of them is building jobs. And under building jobs, it talks about each of the programs we've discussed here and gives you more information there, but also my contact information. And I'll be happy to have conversations, go get a cup of coffee with anybody that's interested in learning more about the resources that are here in town, because it really isn't, we're just a piece of the puzzle. Yeah. It's a big puzzle that provides a lot of great services, Todd being one of the major providers of those services. And so just to have those conversations with folks to give them some ideas of where they can look and what they can do for themselves to improve how they're building their business.
Yeah, that's one of the things I think I love the most about the work of Studer Community Institute, but really about our community as a whole, is that those partnerships are there, and that if we can't help you, we want to get you to somebody who can help you. So if there's an aspect of your business that you need some help and maybe our mentors don't have the expertise, we can work with Todd and his team over at the Chamber or other individuals or organizations in the community, and really outside of the jobs program as well, any kind of partnerships that we have with other local businesses and corporations and organizations. We're happy to always work together and love that everybody's open to that.
Well, we just got a comment from one of our listeners. And if you have a comment, please text it in at 850-437-1620. One of our listeners asked, talk about some of the partnerships you have with our local trade schools.
That's a great question. I don't know that we have very active partnerships individually with the schools themselves. I think we have had some folks come in and work with us over time with some of the training that we do, is certainly, and bring some businesses, but trade schools would be a great connection to make. That
yeah. Georgetown Technical College would be one for sure, and there's certainly aspects of that coming out with a trade, because some folks do not get a college degree these days. So,
yeah, it's a great idea, great input.
Yeah,
appreciate
absolutely.
That.
Okay, great question. And if you've got a comment, 850-437-1620.
Yeah, so from the Chamber side, one area that we are actually hiring a new person for is a workforce development director. It's a shared resource between CareerSource Escarosa and the Chamber, and for both counties, Escambia and Santa Rosa. So that person should be in place soon, and that would be one of their roles, is to make those connections between the business community and our educational providers. So Georgetown and Lachlan Technical will both be part of that person's responsibility. So more to come on
that.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
But that is an important part of the puzzle as well.
Oh, excellent. Okay. All right, so coming up, for those who just joined us, you do have an event coming up on Tuesday that's a precursor to the big event in November. So this is an EntreCon workshop.
That's right. EntreCon workshop, the 24th of March, 8:30 to 10:30 over at the Maritime Building near the Wahoo Stadium. You can get your tickets online at studeri.org or through our Facebook and Instagram page, excuse me. We also will have a table. Katie and I will be at a table this weekend at the Pensacola Young Professionals Nonprofit Expo. That's out.
Ooh, maybe we should talk about that just for a sec. I mean,
yeah, it's a great event every year. Be it Museum Plaza.
That's right.
Yep. Museum Plaza. Okay.
Yeah, always from 11 to 1.
Yeah.
Okay.
So hopefully we get some of our spring weather back.
Yes.
For that, but always a great event. PYP does a great job. Another chamber partner that we work very well with. But yeah, I think they've sold out all the tables for nonprofits. But if you're wanting to get involved, and it's a wide range, so it's not just business focused or family focused. You know, there's a wide range of nonprofits that'll be set up there. So if you're looking to get involved, looking to get engaged, it's a great opportunity to find out more information.
Well, it is going to be nice. They say on Saturday around 70 something. So yes. We'll
Sounds
be back
perfect.
In business. Speaking of business, so Todd, this is the Pensacola Chamber Connection. How are we connecting this month? We've got a few minutes left.
Yeah, so our big event in March is going to get pushed back. We were going to have our legislative wrap up event, but sessions kind of gotten off track, and they're going to have to come back a few times. So we'll probably have that in May. So a little bit of a break. We had business after hours last week because of spring break this week. You know, people are traveling, but you know, we'll be back in early April with Good Morning Pensacola back at Scenic Hills. Actually, no, I'm sorry. Time out. Let me back up. So for April, we had a conflict at Scenic Hills, and also with Good Friday being the first Friday in April. So we're doing it April 10th, and it's going to be at the Right Place, which is at the United Methodist Church downtown on April 10th. So we'll be blasting that out on our social media, but that'll be our next kind of big event. But take a little break. We had Pace Awards, so it's nice to kind of catch
which
our breath.
Which was huge and did great. That sounds good.
Yeah.
So the Pensacola Chamber is ever, ever busy. We've got the class wrapping up now, The current leadership class.
Katie.
It's
got a few days coming up here.
I know. Yeah, we've got, I think, healthcare days next week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, how's the project going?
It's good. I'm really excited. That one's at Gulf Coast Kids House. So we're working on a therapy garden there. A couple weekends ago, it was, you know, clearing out debris and filling up a dumpster and that sort of stuff. But they've been a great organization to work with. And can't say enough great things about the classmates in the program and the work of Todd and his team there with the chamber too. It's been a really, really wonderful year-long experience.
Kind of sad
it's coming to a close.
I understand. I'm still 2 years out, and we're getting together this Friday night with our class.
That's awesome.
And that's what
it's so cool.
Is all about.
2009.
Yeah, old man.
See, I mean, and that's the connections that Leap, you know, provides. And you got the great projects throughout the year, but you know, if you go through the program, you're going to get the behind the scenes look at what makes our community tick, how everything works, but you also have those relationships that you'll keep for the rest of your life and be able to call on people to help you in times of need, or just need some advice, or just someone to talk to.
I loved it. The connections I've made will be, like you said, for life. No doubt in my mind about that. So that's fantastic.
It's a tremendous program.
So just a couple of minutes left, y'all. I want to touch on a couple of things, maybe give more information one more time about EntreCon. Can I sign up for EntreCon now?
You can.
Because it does sell out typically, doesn't it?
Yeah, so we've got tickets on sale. Again, same website, studeri.org. There's a section there on EntreCon.
And that's a little I, right? Is that a little
yes,
I?
Yes, okay. studeri.org. And they're actually early bird price right now. So if you want to get them at the lowest price, now's the time.
So it's a two-day conference in November.
So, and we're changing it a little bit this year. We're November 12th and 13th, which is a Thursday and Friday. And our awards will be the Wednesday before in the evening. And we are going to be hosting the conference this year at the Sanger Theater instead of the Little Theater. So a change of location.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. And then the workshop's Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Okay, same place, studeri.org, if you want to sign up for that.
And it will be at Maritime Building over, not at the SCI Building, but over on by the Wahoo Stadium. Maritime Building, first floor classroom. Yep.
So if you're sitting around going, I have nothing to do, you have no excuse.
Or if you've got a small business and you're interested in joining the venture mentoring service, Chris is going to host two more info sessions.
Our next two info sessions are the last week of April, and I'll be putting out social media posts on that. I've also had some contact with businesses that are interested, and so I'll send them individual emails. So all you have to do is get in touch with me, which my information can be found on the website as well as our social media pages. And you just get an email from me and an invite to one of the two info sessions that I offer that lead into when you come to an info session, you're given the application process to apply for the VMS program.
Wow, that sounds wonderful.
I mean, some of our rock star business leaders are part of the program. So highly encourage folks, if you're looking for that mentor, if you're looking for that strong leader to guide you, it's a tremendous program.
It's a team mentoring program that, again, it was developed at MIT, and we've made it our own here. We're one of about 140 programs around the world that took the program and kind of formed it into what their community needed. And as Todd said, and I keep asking Todd to be one of those mentors because he'd be perfect, but we do have about 40 of some very big names and folks that have done significant things in their career with owning businesses or running businesses in ways that they then share just out of goodness of their heart. It doesn't cost anything to be in the program, and the mentors aren't paid to be in the program. It's all volunteer, and they're just giving back to a community they appreciate.
That's amazing. So, Todd, where can we become a member of the chamber?
PensacolaChamber.com, or you can call Willa at 475-4999.
Okay, thank you so much, Todd, for being here on Pensacola Chamber Connection. We do this every other week on Mondays. And thank you so much to Chris Haney and Kay Ballard Studio Community Institute. You got to come back. There's so much to talk about. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel.